Well, hello, everyone. This is Shannon Vance Ocampo. I serve as General Presbyter for the Presbytery of Southern New England. And this is Connecting Our Conversations, our podcast space for conversations that push the edges of our faith and help us to deepen discipleship. The Presbytery of Southern New England is a regional governing body in the Presbyterian Church USA. And today I'm talking with the Reverend Julie Emery, who serves as pastor at Westminster Presbyterian Church in West Hartford, Connecticut. Westminster is a vital, engaging, inclusive family of faith that serves God by supporting one another on their spiritual journeys, sharing the gifts that they have been given, and demonstrating the love and justice of Jesus Christ in their community and world. Westminster believes that their mission is to serve, and in doing so, to offer living proof of a loving God. So, Julie, that's such a great mission statement, and I wonder if you'd like to get us started off today by just introducing yourself, who you are, how long you've been in this ministry, and anything you'd like us to know about you.
Sure. You just introduced me, so I'm Julie, and I've been serving as the head pastor of Westminster since 2014, so almost, 8-9 years. And it's been a wild ride in 9 years. We have gotten smaller, as most churches as like ours. We've done a lot of creative, fun things. We've had a lot of staff turnover, all of those things. And we're just continuing to try to engage our community and really be relevant to kind of our wider community and world. Things about me, I have two teenage boys, they're 15 and 17, and a husband, all of whom are athletes, all of whom play hockey. That's our number one sport. And so I'm in the world of athletes and sports all the time. And that is relevant to our conversation coming up. So.
Great. So Julie, I invited you on the podcast because, I saw across social media that you were doing a pretty cool summer sermon series, and it caught my eye, and I had questions about it and how it was working out in the life of the congregation. So tell us a little bit about your sermon series and, why'd you decide to do it? What motivated you? Sort of what was the spark of idea that got you going? Tell us about the decision-making process.
Sure. So I have been preaching a series this summer on the gospel according to Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso is a TV show on Apple TV. It first came out in 2020, so right in the height of the pandemic. And in fact, I heard about it because I was listening to podcasts. I think a bunch of us dove headfirst into listening to podcasts kind of around the clock during the shutdown. So I was listening to Brené Brown and one of her podcasts, and she mentioned it at the end of her podcast as a show that she'd been watching and absolutely loving. So I happened to have Apple TV and I checked it out and found it to be one of the best shows I've ever seen on television. And I was completely enamored and in love right away. So it's now run three seasons and now it's done. And as I was coming up to kind of summer preaching and looking for something that would be light and kind of easy and engaging, easy for me to preach and also just sort of fun. Summer is a time where we, get fewer people in worship and people are traveling all over. And it just felt like something that would keep me engaged as well as potentially be fun for people who are coming to church in the summer. So I was looking at a couple of different series. There's always a helpful for me to do series. So this was one that just, I got excited about. There are some books online, and one that was like a super cheap and short Kindle book called The Gospel According to Ted Lasso that was something that I downloaded just to kind of spark my imagination and get some ideas and whatever. So I used that to help me figure out kind of how, what themes I wanted to pull out for the summer. And that was really helpful, but I just decided it would be fun. And so I went for it.
Yeah, I hear everybody talking about this show. I have to say, I have not seen Ted Lasso, which is terrible because I do have Apple TV and I should probably watch it at some point. I sort of binged, things like Succession and things like that, but, which is sort of a different storyline, I think, than Ted Lasso. But, you know, just tell us about the show and the storyline, what it's about. Maybe not everybody's seen Ted Lasso like me, or maybe I'm the only person on the planet who hasn't. But, you know, give us sort of like, you know, a thumbnail of what it's about and what the show's sort of premise is.
Sure. So one of the writers and producers of the show is this is a comedian named Jason Sudeikis, and he plays a character that is from Kansas City. He is a Division II American football coach who took kind of a fledgling college team and brought them to win the college championship. And he gets hired by a professional soccer team in England to come and coach this professional soccer team called the AFC Richmond Greyhounds. It is a crazy thing. He's never played soccer. He's never coached soccer. He doesn't know soccer at all. He knows American football. And, you know, obviously they call it football over there in England. And so there are a lot of jokes in that way. And he's actually hired by the owner of this professional soccer team to fail. The owner of the team won this professional soccer team in her divorce, and it was a nasty divorce. And so her plan is to take this team and like run it into the ground and trash it to get back for revenge at her husband. So Ted flies across, you know, the Atlantic and moves to London and takes on this team. He is quirky. He is got this like Southern charm. He speaks almost constantly in like cheesy puns and is always joking and is like the eternal optimist, like cannot see a bad thing. Every single person he meets, even though they are skeptical of him or mean to him or annoyed by him, he just is convinced that he's going to win them over. And in that is this sort of lighthearted, hopeful spirit that comes across all through kind of this coach and these athletes and this, you know, professional sports team. So that's sort of the basic premise. And it's just like wonderful, hopeful entertainment.
Okay. Well, now you have me interested because like, I sense that there's like a romantic underplot to this as well. And so like, I want to know, you know, that's always, you know, I love that stuff. So I'm like a complete sucker for that stuff on TV shows. So I'll have to see that this is interesting now to me.
It is. I mean, yeah. I would say, so it is more about humanity and relationships than about any sport. I think, you know, one of the things that Ted Lasso's character does is he believes that his job is to coach these humans, these men, into being the best humans they can be, not just the best athletes. And so he's got a way of like seeing how people tick and figuring out what motivates them and how to motivate them towards the good and towards teamwork and towards, you know, just being good people. And it's just awesome to see the arc of the characters. Like there's so many beautiful changes in each of the characters. There is romance, but there's also like heartache and struggle and all of the things that come for humans. But really, like every show at the end, like the people that have been watching it or that watch it every show, you're like, oh, it's just like, it's such a good show. You know, you just want to keep watching it. So it's really fun.
And so tell me what it was like preaching this. Like, how was the reception for folks in the congregation? And what were some of the theological ideas you started adding and weaving into the sermon series? So tell me about that part of it.
So the reception was great, both for people in the congregation and outside of the congregation. I would say maybe less than 50% of my people that were in worship had already watched the show. So there's plenty of people that don't have Apple TV and that don't know the show. So each Sunday I'd have to kind of give a quick synopsis of what the show was about. But the character stories were so easy to pull out and to tell their story that was okay. Like it wasn't a big deal that people hadn't watched the show. Some people started watching the show because of the sermon series, and that was kind of fun. And the theological themes, you know, I preached the last Sunday in June. We had an annual meeting where we elected officers, and that Sunday I decided to preach on teamwork and kind of how Ted invites the best out of people, and that the whole point of a team is that you need different gifts. You need different gifts. You need somebody who's really good at and being fast and able to score, and somebody who's a really good defender, and you need somebody who's a goalie. And each of those people have, you know, some similar skills, but really different ones as well. And that's you know, what Paul's talking about when he talks about the body of Christ and the church, and that we need all of those different gifts and that diversity to do good work in the world. So that was fun. I preached. I had a really fun time on Communion Sunday. In order to win over Rebecca, the boss, who, you know, hired Ted to fail, he starts bringing her biscuits or cookies every single day. And it's an invitation for him to sit down and get to know her, and for her to get to know him. And he just believes that that's an important part of what he's doing there. And so I preached about biscuits with the boss on Communion Sunday. And it was a super fun theme to play with. And this idea that we come into Christian community to be known and to know one another, and that takes some vulnerability. It takes some openness to relationship, and that's, you know, part of what happens at the communion table as well. And so those are all like wonderfully fun themes for me to play with. This last Sunday, it was my final one. And I preached about one of the characters who comes on the scene halfway through the first season, named Danny Rojas, who is like this crazily energetic, happy character that just he's just always happy in a golden retriever puppy kind of way. And so I preached about joy and the passage in Philippians about Paul asking us to rejoice always, and that he says that from prison. And so this idea that like part of our invitation is to be joyful even when there is struggle, and that's part of the Christian life. So those were like some of the really fun themes that I got to play with, and I loved it. I really did.
I thought, you know, when you talked about the first one, I was thinking like building a team. You know, and of course there's many ways to go with this, but, you know, Jesus building, you know, the team of disciples, and they all came from so many different, you know, places and had different gifts, but also that they were not the people that were valued in society. And, you know, so Jesus was also, you know, building them up and building up, you know, their self-esteem to a point, as well. So those were some of, you know, it was beginning to put my mind in that direction. Yeah. How did this land with your people in terms of like, what feedback did you get to some of these themes? Did they talk to you about spaces of connection for them in their own lives, or even your staff as you were putting this together with your music person and other folks at the church who interact on worship with you? How was some of that feedback back and forth with people like?
So my staff are all big Ted Lasso fans. I think I was the one who told my Christian educator about Ted Lasso way back in 2020, and they quickly fell in love, and we talk about it all the time. I actually had more ideas for sermon topics than I had Sundays to work with. And so I sent all of my ideas to my Christian educator, my faith formation person, and she and her husband and family kind of looked at those themes and said, these are the ones that we think are like, that we're excited about. And so that helped me kind of narrow those down. That was fun. I would say I had one of my congregation members say, you know, I've been a churchgoer for 30 plus years, and I've never like felt like I really wanted to come back every Sunday to hear the whole series. And I really did, because he was a huge Ted Lasso fan and he loved kind of all of them. So that was sort of fun and really fun feedback. This last one, had a couple of my elders come up and say, ooh, that theme about joy and giving away joy for free, you should work with that in our coming year for our leadership and, you know, our theme for the year and all of that. So that was really fun. And the other thing, like what was interesting to me is how many people outside of my congregation found out that I was preaching about Ted Lasso and they loved it and they were asking a lot about it and surprised that I would do that. And so there was a lot of outside church interest as well. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely made me think about, you know, how you would organize a sermon series around something like that. It's not that I have never done that as a pastor or as a preacher, but this show definitely has, you know, been something that I've just seen lots of chatter about. Yeah. And so I think it's definitely a hook for a lot of people with, you know, its themes, and definitely was sort of definitely hit the moment right coming out during the pandemic and when people were needing some of that show. And we're still needing to really, I think, process. Now I feel like we're in that moment of processing the pandemic. You know, we're sort of like, whoa, what happened to all of us and what's going on and what did this do with us? And I think willing to process sort of emotions and feelings in larger groups with people more than maybe we were before. So, you know, continues to be something important for us. So as we close up, I'm curious, did anything unexpected happen or any detours along the way, something you didn't expect, or taking things in a direction that you didn't anticipate at the beginning? Anything like that happened as you went through it?
I mean, I knew it would be fun for me because I love the show and it's really fun. I don't know that I expected it to be so easy. I think the sermons really, for me as a writer, I'm a manuscript preacher, and so they were really easy to write. It just sort of flowed very quickly. And that was really nice. But I don't know if I expected the like overwhelmingly positive response. Like people really, really loved it. And that was fun. And I think, you know, I chose, because I wasn't even through this final season, the third season, which is the last season, I chose to focus only on the first season of Ted Lasso. So I mean, that's going kind of way back to the beginning. So people who were up on it, it was fun for them to kind of think back to the very first season, who have sort of watched the newer ones. I did that because I didn't want to give spoilers necessarily. I didn't want to ruin it for people. And I didn't want to, you know, I wasn't up to speed. I think it's this last Sunday surprised me a lot, talking about joy and how much it hit with people to think about, you know, this character, Danny Rojas, talks about giving away joy for free. And it's, you know, it's in the context of, you know, they're talking to all the athletes about what kind of products they might want to represent. You know, do you want to represent sneakers or sports drinks or whatever? And they're, it's like this PR campaign. And Danny just says, I'd like to get in the business of joy. And the PR rep is like, I don't know if I can get you paid for that. And he says, that's okay. I'd like to give away joy for free. And and it's just like this beautiful moment that's just a blip in the show. But this idea, I mean, we're so, my church, all churches with our worry, fear and about survival are sometimes really wrapped up in finances and, you know, making sure that we can pay our bills and all of those things. And that's super important. But this like freeness about joy and that this is something that that we're called to do is just sort of be free with our gifts. Gosh, it was surprising to me how many people came up to me afterwards and said, gosh, this really hit for me. And I think it's something we need to dig into as a church. So that was a nice way to conclude. It really was.
And a nice way for you to end before you take some summer vacation time and to sort of, you know, put a bow on this piece of summer and on this season for you and for the congregation, and maybe putting some themes forward for the programmatic year as we start looking towards that. So thanks, Julie, so much for sharing. And it's, you know, great just to hear about various interesting things that are different going on around the presbytery. And I hope the conversation is a spark for other people, as well as it was such a spark for folks in your congregation. And it sounds like for you too. So enjoy some time off, and thanks for sharing with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Shannon.
Yep.